CliffCentral.com.
One of those tracks that seemingly are not going to be forgotten for all of 3 months or so. Because it seems as if music just pops in for like 3 months and then it's gone, right? so for the next 2 or 3 months, it's mayo.
Why do I feel like that's a shade?
It's not a shade.
It's not shade, no.
It's not shade, it's a fact. It's the truth.
It's until the mayonnaise jar gets depleted.
It's no
when
shade.
When mayonnaise finishes, wow. Then it's like, no more mayo.
Man, shit, are you playing with me?
Yeah.
On a Black Friday like this?
Yeah.
I would have gone out and got me some mayo as well. Shit. You know that big ass tub, mm-hmm. like that big tub. Mm-hmm. I would have gone out and got me some as well.
Sandwiches for the whole neighborhood, man.
For everybody.
Everybody. You're gonna be all right.
Who needs tomato sauce when you have mayo?
Mayo.
Yeah, man.
Straight up.
Welcome to it. It is 20 something myself. My name, Rama, myself. Oh wow.
All the while.
Oh wow.
Someone myself.
Can you imagine? No, that what I just said sums up my week. It was crazy like that. No prepositions, no verbs, no nothing.
Good for you.
Just kidding, man. My name is Just Another Cool Kid, or Jack for short. I am joined by my partners in crime, because what we do is a crime, I think. We should be behind bars for some of the bullshit we talk about, but nonetheless, Nell Van Gibbons in the building.
I ain't trying to drop the soap with you. Don't even fuck with me like that.
No.
Don't even put me in there like that, bro.
Okay, Lundi, how are you feeling with the soap dropping? Welcome.
You guys
to
are
it.
Too excessive for me, hey?
The only thing I bring is bail money.
Right?
Okay. Oh, no, not bail money. The only thing I bring is shovels.
Shovels.
If you're going to tell me you're in jail, whatever, come sit with me.
No, man. I mean, I wouldn't be dumb enough to commit a crime with either one of you guys. Like, I get the feeling like you guys would break under pressure. Like, you know.
What?
If they just shined
Have you
a light
seen
in
us?
Your face.
I mean.
In the interrogation room. Tell us where Jack was on the night in question. You're like, oh, shit. Jack was there with four other people. I saw him do it. He decided to tell everybody. He convinced everybody. Jack became peer pressure that day so that everybody killed that guy.
So much vote of confidence, though.
I'm just saying. I mean, there's certain things that you don't do with certain people. Like, I wouldn't commit a crime with you guys. I'm not even going to beat around the bush. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I love you guys, but we are not going to break any crimes together. I refuse.
If they start doing some of the shit that I've seen in movies, if they start peeling toenails and shit like that, we're going to have a problem. I'm going to just be like, hey.
See what I'm saying?
Segun Jalo, that's what happened, man.
Like, you are those people that you know, when you go to a party and stuff, you are the ones that tell us the crazy shit that we did the night before. Like,
I am that friend. Yeah. I am that friend.
You see? I knew that. You haven't done it to me yet, but I knew that.
You could sense it.
I could feel
it. Wow.
I've been brewing mkombo tea the whole week.
Is it?
I've made a homemade beer.
Wow.
Looking, I'm very keen to see how that turns out. I'm excited about it.
An invite to Nyana.
It's looking, you know, we got to let it ferment, you know.
But for that time.
No. When it's proper, when it's ready to be bottled, that's when you will get some.
I
won't deny you.
I'm not one of those people that trusts, you know, the very first of anything. Like,
the first brew?
Like the first brew, the first iPhone, the first whatever. I just don't trust.
And you call yourself just another cool kid.
You know?
Yeah, I'm serious. I just don't trust.
Why not?
Because we might just get there, drink your home brewed beer, and find ourselves in a whole bunch of shit. Literally and figuratively.
I think that's the whole point, though.
Yeah. Music, liquor, good company. Come on.
That's
what it's got to go to.
I don't know if we should be resurrecting Yvonne Chaka Chaka's career.
Why
you know
not?
I mean? Where much I mean? No, I'm sorry. I refuse. I refuse. All right. So, look, man, a couple of things have happened this week, right? So if you have, I don't know, maybe if you live under a rock, you didn't hear about Kanye's rant and subsequent hospitalization. It's actually been said. I read an article today, and he actually might make a lot of money from being hospitalized. Can you imagine? Like, only people like Kanye do shit like that. Mm. Anyway, so... Mm.
What, life insurance?
No, his insurance company, like his health insurance company.
Yeah.
Right? They might have to fork out money for the 20-odd concerts that Kanye can't do because they did not realize that he might be leading towards a psychotic break.
Wow.
Wabona, if he had known that he's got a bit of psychosis, you know, he should have mentioned it as a pre-existing condition. But if that's not the case, they might actually pay him for losing his mind.
I blame his mom.
What the fuck?
You blame his mom?
His
died.
Mom, also, his mom died. Up. His mom died before she could tell him where she keeps his meds.
Oh man!
I swear, after his mom died, I mean,
oh man! Do you know what I think it is? I think Kanye falls into the bracket of those passionate people that ultimately drive themselves crazy. Have you ever watched a movie called A Beautiful Mind? With Russell Crowe. Like, he's this genius mathematician, but he gets into the numbers so badly, like so deeply, that they ultimately drive him crazy.
So you want to tell me that Kim Kardashian's ass wasn't big enough for him to hide his psychosis?
Nope. I'm sorry. Kim's ass is big for a lot of things, but not to hide psychosis. I'm sorry. It's more likely he got home and she was naked. He was like, oh, shit. No. Baby, no. You know what I mean?
That's what happens when you're a creative, though. Do you think you're going to lead down that path? I mean, you are a super creative
genius. Do you know? It actually scares me to a certain degree. You know what I mean? Because I think what's going to drive me insane is trying to explain to people what it is I'm trying to say. You get what I mean? Like, put something together and people are standing looking from the outside in thinking, what the hell is this guy talking about? What the fuck? You know, people might not see what it is I'm trying to bring to the table. And I think if I let my frustration get to me enough, it might just drive me crazy.
That's what happens with the pursuit. When you are the only one that sees it and feels it, and you have to show it to everybody else, that's what drives you insane. Because, like, why not the whole room?
Yeah, man. So the same way we prayed for France, I think we need to pray for Kanye, man.
Yeah.
Send all your well wishes, your energy, and all of that stuff. I'm a fan. I won't lie.
What I don't understand is...
So send a love, man. Energy. You know what I mean? Yeah. Anyway, we're going to be joined by a couple of, I won't say Kanye's, up-and-coming Kanye's. I won't say that because there's only one Kanye. You know, we're going to be joined by a couple of MCs that are, you know, making their own path in this life. They're trying to make their own impact on the game. And considering that this MC has been in a recording studio before, I would assume he knows how to use headphones. I don't know why. He doesn't want to put on his headphones. He's decided, no, I'm too cool for this shit, so I'm going to keep the headphones off. But first and foremost, we're joined by Gobi. My brother, how you doing?
What's up, Fede?
Bona monate, OT. Thank you so much for joining us, man. You know, the rain. You know, nowadays in Joburg, once you see a dark cloud, you're thinking, oh no.
The traffic is crazy.
Yeah, man. I thought I needed my scuba gear when I left home, because I saw the clouds. Was like, if there's going to be another flash flood, I'm going to be ready. Yeah. I'm going to be focused. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, my brother. I'm good. Just flunyana, but man.
Flunyana, man.
Why is it rusty? Well, then we come to Joburg and then, it's hella cold out here.
Yeah, man. Please don't be afraid of that microphone.
Okay.
Yeah, at the night show.
So, my dude, let's start right at the beginning. Like, whenever I interview artists, I always want to know, how did it begin? Like, what is it about music that made you fall in love?
There we go.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, like, in 2005, there was like a crew in Rustenburg called DPK.
Yeah.
So one of the guys was like my neighbor, and he influenced me very heavily in terms of raps. He's still my best friend even today. So, but how I learned how to rap, I used Squatter Camp's Umoya.
All right.
So I just learned how to do my own raps, but like using the same patterns and stuff like that. And then later on, I started making beats and stuff like that. So, yeah, like now what I do is, some people know me as the producer guy. Some people know me as a rapper.
Yeah.
Some know me as the whole package, as the Kanye.
All right. Okay. I can dig that.
Yeah.
A super creative being.
Yeah, man.
Have you always been about the dreads?
Nah, bro. You see, I don't even know how to handle them. I'll get there. Yeah, man.
Because it seems like it's the whole game right now.
That's the look right now. It seems as if that's the direction everyone is taking.
Me, I'm hiding something underneath.
So, okay.
Yeah.
No.
Don't put that man on a plane, yo. He might not come back.
Nah. Not like that, but yeah. You don't want me to go cheese cop, trust me.
Okay. No, so, I can believe that. Don't worry. I'm one of those people that don't cut their hair either.
Yeah.
Like, once the hair goes, something else pops up.
Hey. They be like, Gandhi, you look like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, your ears start flying off.
Yeah.
Shit. Turn from Jack to Jumbo.
You know?
It's bad, man.
Yeah. So you've got that that rich musical history, you would say. Having been listening to Squatter Camp and I suppose the era of that music.
Yeah, yeah. Like, for me, like now, kids today don't even know that Ja Rule was the shit at some point.
Yeah.
You know? I'm allowed to say.
Yeah, hey. Yeah. What's interesting is that you saw first, then you were like, oh, wait. Am I allowed to do this shit?
I'm in Rome, so I saw some Romans doing the ish. So I said, okay.
Nah, feel free, man.
Yeah, bro. So, like, me... Some people don't even know that 50 was big at some point. You know what I mean? And those are the people that motivated us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even Double HP at some point. At some point, I was told that I was rapping like the game.
Okay.
Because, like, I was very heavily influenced by the documentary when it came out.
That was dope.
Yeah.
I still listen
to the documentary even today. So, yeah, man.
So, your musical influences are clearly... It sounds as if you were heavily influenced by hip hop. Like, were there other genres where you'd maybe sample something outside of just hip hop?
I won't lie. Like my brothers, both my brothers were like heavy Kwaito fans.
All right.
Even now, I still stay with my brother. He listens to like disco, but South African disco. Like
okay.
I would Dalom Kids and stuff.
Yeah,
it's disco, ne? I don't know what it's called.
Bass cat.
Yeah, but like me, grew up listening to Abo Oi Oi. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I grew up, like, I loved Kwaito. Even today in my music, you can still sense a bit of Kwaito in it.
Yeah.
TKZ, Mashamplan and all that.
All right. Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of people coming out with music these days, man. Like, it seems as if everyone and their friend and a pigeon is a musician these days.
Yeah.
And it sometimes can be difficult to make yourself stand out within the crowd of noise, you know? So, if someone were to listen to a track by you, what would they walk away with? What would make you different to anyone else in the game?
Like, for me... I don't know, man. I think just the fact that, first of all, I make my own beats. Like, if you don't make your own instrumentals, there's no way you're gonna come out exactly how you wanna come out. It's impossible. Yeah. No matter how well the producer knows you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But even besides that, I rap in like 4 languages.
Okay.
And I don't think many do that. You know
what
I mean?
For sure.
But so I think that's what sets me apart. And I try as much as possible. Even if I'm trapping, I'm doing trap, I try as much as possible to have some content in there.
Yeah.
And not sound like the ATL guys and whatnot. You know what I mean? I try and keep it as local as possible and as content influenced as possible.
All right. Yeah. You know what? I'm one of those people. You understand? I believe that the proof is in the pudding. Yeah. So we're going to play a jam here featuring Ginger Trill.
Yeah.
Don Laga.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Yeah, man. Oh, it's a turn up now. Oh, shit, it's a turn up now.
Going down.
You guys didn't think it could happen, but it's a turn up now. Oh, shit. Don Laka, man.
Oh, yeah.
Feel like. Oh, man. So dope.
Can we not?
Okay.
Thank
you. I'm excited.
I'm not going to hold it in either.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't disrespect other people's words.
Hey, in the words of the immortal Kendrick Lamar, bitch, do not kill my vibe.
Yeah.
Please don't do that. That's really dope, man.
Oh, yeah.
Don Laka coming through from Gobi featuring Ginger Trill. Walk us through that. How did it come together?
I got his number from his cousin, and then I hollered at him. He didn't give it damn.
Yeah.
So we met. I went to back to the city.
All right.
And I killed it. Like, there was a beat battle there, so I killed it. I won 10K.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
It's like, fucks with you, my boy.
Yeah.
So from then onwards, we started talking, and then we came up with the song. So yeah.
Really dope. Really dope.
No wonder he's got the chains.
Yeah, man, he's got the chains.
Nah, they fake. They fake.
That means you real. For the mere fact that you pointed that out, it makes you real, man.
Yeah, man.
Back to the city. You in the beat battle. I mean, how do you, what is your process? Like, how does it come to you? Like, do you find yourself sitting at home, maybe fooling around, and then something dope comes out? Yeah. Or do you wait for inspiration to come to you first?
Yeah, sometimes, like, I realized, Uti, like, if I force the creation itself, the creativity, I'll come up with some whack-ass shit.
Yeah.
So I'd rather just let it happen naturally.
Organically, yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes if I'm just walking in the streets and a melody comes, I record it on the phone.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm in a queue and there's people there. I don't give a damn. I'm just going to do
it. Yeah.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, so what if they think you're
crazy? As soon as I get home, I do my thing and then, yeah.
It's called being an artist.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You talked about producing yourself, you talked about making beats, and you talked about how that synchronizes well in terms of what you write down.
Yeah.
Do you then respect guys more who do that, who are the whole package, as you say about yourself?
Do I respect them?
Yeah. Is that the key? Is that what the source is, being the whole package, being able to produce for yourself?
Not necessarily. I mean, if you don't have the whole thing, if you gel well with your producer, that's a good thing. I cannot fight with you for that, but like, we will never be the same. This is what works for me for now, you know what I mean? I don't know what works for who, you know what I mean, but this is what sets me apart for now. There's not many who do the same thing at the moment, you know.
So as far as training, did you go for official musical training?
I taught myself. Like, I couldn't go to varsity after my trick.
Yeah.
So I had all the time in the world. I would just make a beat, it would be whack, I would leave it there, cry, do whatever, go back and do the same shit.
Yeah.
You know, not finish it. Play, you know, I would play it for people and they'd be like, there's some whack stuff, dog. Go back. And like, you know, that shit built me. You know what I mean? Some people now, when you tell them this is not up to par, they take it very personally. They ask for your opinion, but know what I mean?
They're like, okay, but for me, tell me what I want to hear.
That's what built me, though. Like,
yeah.
People telling it like it is. I was lucky enough to have like real people around me who didn't give a damn about the feelings, you know? As long as like they knew they were building me, I didn't. But later on, I can thank them and say thanks for being real with me.
Aye.
You know? Yeah.
Sometimes guys get criticized for, you know, working on their own. I know J. Cole always gets a lot of stick for it. Like, okay, you did your whole album yourself. Sure, great. But some outside input would have been great.
Yeah.
How do you then, you know, work around that? People saying, okay, you're a one-man sort of team.
Yeah, what's Lindani Mkhize? Is it Lindani Mkhize?
Mm-hmm. Pro,
Not
Lindelani.
The guy where
Joya Celebration.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's the guy.
Kanjebe White.
Yeah, he said something like that. Something like what you just said, Uti, like people shouldn't like stick to, you know, like not have outside ideas.
Yeah, okay.
But like I also noticed, Uti, that might be a good thing. But me, I'm a very broad producer. I can do some. Like, when I started, I was doing underground, like, straight up underground.
Yeah.
Then as time went on, I realized what was bringing the money for me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So now, it's very broad. I can do everything. I can even do dubstep.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but not to that Skrillex level.
Yeah.
But like, it's very broad. I can bring you an album and you wouldn't believe if I say, I produced this myself, the whole thing.
Yeah.
But like, I'm working on a project at the moment, Dingaan's Day 2, like dedicated to my brother. I tried as much as possible to bring other producers, like that I can, like if I feel we vibe.
Yeah.
Then we can work. You know what I mean? So far I have two producers that I've put on, on the same mixtape. So we'll see what happens.
Tell us about Dingaan's Day. What is the inspiration behind the name?
Yeah.
Who's Dingaan?
Dingaan was my brother. Like, he pretty much raised me. You know what I mean? So he passed away in 2014 during the World Cup. So, and then I started doing the mixtapes as soon as he passed away. So, like, I dropped Dingaan's Day, and then I dropped Road to Dingaan's Day 2.
Yeah.
So now I'm working on Dingaan's Day 2.
All right.
But it might end up being an album. There's some stuff in the pipeline. It might end up not being released as a mixtape.
All right.
But we'll see what happens.
So at this point in time, are you independent? Are you signed to a record label?
It's very tough. Like, I'm independent, but, like, you know, the folks at home, they don't give a shit. They like, yo, where's the money? We don't see what's happening.
Yeah.
They don't care about the grind. So it so happened that, like, you know, we're from Rustenburg, so there's like mines and shit that side.
Yeah.
It's like, so I did some training in 2014, and these people only called like 3 weeks back. Like, hey, dude, come through, bruh. Your space is here. I'm like, eh. So I tell the folks, they like, yo, bruh, go and work.
Yeah.
So for me, I'd rather sign, dog.
You'd rather sign?
Rather than go and be a slave at the mine.
Yeah.
I'd rather be a black man's slave somewhere, dog.
All right.
Like, after a while, I'll be fine. So that's why I'm saying this mixtape might end up being an album if everything goes well. There's some negotiations in place.
All the best for that, man.
Maybe sometimes to be a master, you gotta start being a slave first.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like, everybody, I keep telling people that everybody who's running their own shit at the moment, they started somewhere. They were signed themselves before. You know what I mean? Some people don't even know Casper was signed before.
Yeah.
You know, so being signed exposes you to a whole lot of stuff that you wouldn't be exposed to on your own. It's just up to you. It's up to you what you do after the deal.
And the good thing with you is, like you said, your musical repertoire is very vast.
Yeah.
And you can just produce and put out anything.
Yeah.
In the media. So that wouldn't be something that's... If you were directed by a record label to say, okay, we need you to focus more on this type of genre of music, that's something you could do.
Yeah. For me, I think I'm lucky enough to... Like, the people that... so far have approached me, or the people that I chose to approach are people that I feel they wouldn't change what I want to do. You know what I mean? People that can relate to my stories and stuff like that. I wouldn't want to sign to just like where I see which I hear I'm being used straight up. I wouldn't go for that. But
ghostwriter,
I want someone I can build with. You know what I mean? That's not what I'm looking for.
I think the fact that guys down here also are, you know, have gone down the indie route, and there's money there in being independent. Mm. I think that's great, because for a long time it was an American concept where it was overseas artists that could be independent and still be massive.
Yeah.
I've been wondering for a while recently. Like, do we actually still need record labels? Like, when you consider what record labels used to do, this is pre-internet era.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, they would actually physically make the CD, the cover, ship it, make sure that it's in stores on the right shelves and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, with the internet right now, all you need to really do is build up some sort of a following on the net let people know that your music is there. It's like you've cut out the middleman almost.
Yeah, the indie route is good, but it takes a long time.
It's like, a lot of hard work.
It's a lot of hard work, and you gotta have a dedicated team with you, you know. But like, how I look at it is, all the indie people now, they were all signed. They're signing. Okay, like, being indie, you get there, but not as fast as you would under a label.
Okay.
It's just a matter of not sticking, like, you know, not focusing on the deal. Don't focus on the deal that much. Focus beyond the deal.
All right.
You know what I mean? That's what kills many artists. They want everything to be done for them. Like, the label hasn't released my album. The label hasn't done this. The label. Why don't you do your own thing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then meet the label halfway. The label gives you a platform. The label gives you the funds. The label gives you like an audience that you wouldn't have on your own. You know what I mean? It's just up to you what you do beyond that.
There are people on Twitter that were over with millions of followers that I never even heard of.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So then with that in mind, there's about 7 point something million South Africans on Twitter and social media across.
Yeah.
Do you believe, is there power in social media for an artist?
I think so. There's people that are popping, honestly speaking, like on the net, like, you know, like people trend when they release a song.
Yeah.
Like, yo, this guy. And like, it's like, my boy, dude, how do you do it, dog? Teach me.
Yeah.
Because me, I'm horrible. I won't lie. My Twitter game sucks, dog.
Okay.
Like, oh, I'm horrible. Maybe Instagram and Facebook. But Twitter, oh, I'm horrible, dog. But it's just up to you. That's why I mentioned a team. You know, it's very important to have a team. Like, the team can do what you cannot do for yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't, for me, I can't make beats, record myself and all that, and rap, and then still do the marketing and everything.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
I can't.
Everyone's got their limitations, man.
Yeah.
Everyone does. But
I can, but I just choose for other people to
I mean,
do it for me.
Yeah, we all have our area of expertise,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
There's some people that can do 1,000 different things at once and whatnot.
Yeah.
Other people can't. I think it's about understanding who you are within the game.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
True.
All right, we're going to jump into another one of your jams. Walk us through this one.
So what do you want to pop it for a real hit?
Chalo.
Yeah, man.
Chalo is like, fuck shit up.
All right.
That's what it means.
Like, all right.
Yeah,
enough said.
It's that simple.
It's a turn up straight off the show. Everybody gonna turn up. Michelle Obama's in there. What you got? Helen Siller's up in there.
Yeah.
Everybody up in there. Tulip Mantonsela up in there.
Yeah.
It's a turn up.
In my hood, they would call it a party at Gogwane.
Oh, wow.
Grenades, bruh. You got, okay, maybe Michelle, yeah, she'll
cougars
save them
up
all.
In there, bro.
Yeah, there's some cougars up in there. Some nice women up in there.
I'm happy there's now some context to the song. Because when I listened to it, I was like, okay, so what are they doing exactly? Now I know that they fucking shit up.
Yeah, bro. That's what
it is.
Get y'all on that.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
what.
We just twisted the word. It's actually turn up, but we twisted it. That right. Guy's saying turn up, but we like. It fits,
man.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if it works, it works. Why try fix something that's not broken?
Exactly.
You know. I need to name and shame a couple of people before we continue speaking to Govi. We've got a problem, my dude. You know, like every week, you know, we put together shows and whatnot. We try to get people into the studio and so we can hang out and have a good time, find out what they're doing and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then this kind of shit happens. We've got, what's his name? It's the Beat Junkie and
Solid T.
Right?
Yeah. So we're talking Beat Junkie.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what his problem is today. But like we had been communicated the whole week, everything was sorted out. They were supposed to be here. 15 minutes ago, they were stuck in traffic. Now, their phone's not even on.
Oh, they're the ones who were supposed to be here.
Yeah. I just feel like naming and shaming you. It's a bad look, man. It's a bad look. The Beat Junkie and Solid T. I don't like you.
Let's put out a diss track right now.
Yeah, I feel like you just whack.
You probably have a very good reason, guys.
I don't even know what to say.
Hey. I don't. Look, I'm gonna call them off to the show, and if I don't like their reasoning, like. Yeah, we got beef so much.
It's beef.
I've never had an industry beef. So
you go Kanye.
Wow.
On
him.
Oh yeah,
go Kanye.
Go Kanye on him.
My job.
He'll visit you in hospital. Yeah.
Niggas are shooting on these streets,
hey,
bro.
Man, as long as you visit, it's fine.
Yeah, bro.
I'll be okay with all the support, you know.
Yeah.
I forgot to say this earlier. Happy 20 something day. No, happy something, not 20. Happy something day. There
happy something day.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
What are you saying now?
Happy something day. Because we are something.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, 20-something.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
What frustrates me about the game for guys like you is you are damn good, man.
Mm.
Oh,
yeah.
Bro.
No?
Amazing.
And I see sometimes these songs from overseas that I'm like, okay, we're really playing that. But you understand how the game works with money being put in and guys paying for whatever.
Yeah.
But it frustrates me that I can't hear or see your song on these platforms as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I'm going to get there. It's just a matter of, like I said earlier, if you indie, it takes a while. But if there's a muscle, financial muscle behind you, it's even better. Like, I think I'm going to get there, bro. For instance, right now, I think Questa's next single is a song I produced. So, like, I think that's going to do wonders for my career.
For sure.
Hmm. You know, we shot a video. We were shooting a video yesterday, on Wednesday.
Was it Wednesday? Yeah.
Yeah. So, imagine if it's on air, bro. So, it's going to... It's just up to me to capitalize on that.
What was that like? I mean, were you in the studio with Questa when he was recording the jam, or was it like a thing of send you the beat and then?
Yeah, I sent him beats. Like, I just DM'd him, told him, dog, I got beats. And he was like, okay, man. He sent me his email address.
Yeah.
So I sent him beats. And like the first time he was like, yo, bro, don't give these to anyone.
Okay.
And then he never used them.
All right.
You know, and then we used them for our mixtape. And then I sent him, like, there was a point where he was like, yo, producers must send me songs. Like, they must send me beats. I'm working on the album. So I hollered at him, yo, dog, I just sent you more beats. It's like, okay, I'm gonna check them out. Then he hollered back, and the rest is the future.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Not even history, but
wow.
Okay. Word to Questa, man. What a massive album,
bro,
that is.
That's a real nigga, bro.
That's a massive album for the country, for him.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of him.
Yeah.
Like he struggled, bro. Like, he was, like, you could tell, okay, this guy made it. But, like, until now you can say, okay, yeah, the guy made it.
He was in the circle, but a little bit on the outside of the circle.
Like C-list or B-list.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But now, dog, it's popping.
All right. So, as far as the people that you'd like to work with moving forward, like, okay, we can tick Questa off the list. Who else, locally and internationally?
I really don't know. Like, internationally, I would love to work with Dave East.
Okay.
Whew, I love Dave East music.
The bass guitarist from 4Play.
Nah, bruh.
Okay. There's the bass guitarist from
4Play. He's a rapper. He's signed to Nas.
He's Nathan East. Sorry, my bad. Sorry.
This one is Dave East.
Yeah.
He's a very good rapper. You should check his music out. Locally, it just depends on what I want to do.
Okay.
You know, if I just want to turn up, like, I can. I think Rick is doing nicely.
All right.
Like, I can relate to a lot of stuff that he raps about. I think we can turn up together.
All right.
you got in together.
Yeah, bro. We can need like that got in. But Casper's also nice. Like, I can, when I rap in Tswana, you know, I think I can, like, if I'm in that Motswako mood, I can work with people like Casper. So yeah, I think if I were to be on a song with Casper, it would be dope as fuck. Trust me. One day you'll know. I know what I'm talking about. Trust me.
We're gonna hear it too.
Yeah, man. One day.
Okay, when it happens, let us know. Yeah. May we be the first.
I actually produced, like, there's a nigga from Rustenburg that's featuring him on a song, and I produced that beat, like, with a friend of mine called Kesmo Mashiano from Rustenburg.
Yeah.
So, like, we're gonna get there.
As I said earlier on, I said it off air, but I want us to have a little bit of a cipher, man. You came through with some of your boys, and you informed me that they can also spit. Where they at?
Yeah, one of them can spit.
Where they at? Let's go get him. Let's go get him. So we can make this happen. we must make this happen. I love having creative people in the studio. It's always dope. I mean, the last time we had these dudes, Ian, Ian March. It was
Ian
Kingsley March.
Yeah.
And Ian Rush, I think.
Rush.
Ian Rains. Sorry. you know, and they came through and they blessed us with some really dope rhymes, you know what I mean? I even had to stand up on my feet for this, man. So we're going to find a nice instrumental somewhere, somehow. So we can get these things going. We can get these things going, man.
Before you guys get to doing this, I'm happy that we actually touched on Questa. I wrote something earlier at home.
Okay. I want to hear
it. It's not long. It's like very brief. Questa and Kanye. So this is a great combination. I don't miss the old Questa. The 1-2-3 Storm Questa.
Yeah.
He can't make no hits Questa.
Yeah.
Slick on my boss Questa.
Yeah, man.
That's dope.
That's what I was thinking about earlier. So
you really miss that old Questa?
I don't miss the old.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
The 1-2-3 Storm Questa. No, that's not our Questa.
That's not our
Questa. We are denying that Questa. Questa,
Mr. Take That. You remember that track?
Oh.
Questa, Mr. Cool. Take That. We're like, aight, shit. Aight.
That's my nigga. Are we good?
I think we can get going.
You loving this?
Yeah.
You hearing it?
Yeah.
We'll spit to this. So wait, Gobi, are you the only one doing this? My dude, what happened?
I feel like the full mic
right now. Nah, grab a mic. It's aight. Don't worry about it, man. That's just Don't blame the mics.
I ain't blaming the mics. There's literally four mics right here.
Nah, don't worry, dog. All right, what's your name, brother?
G Northwester.
Okay, let's get to the microphone.
He used to be G Shit.
Okay, G Shit?
Yeah.
What is
the media, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the media is trying to cut me off that shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I changed my name to G Northwest since I represented my hometown, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right, let's get this thing popping. Is this beat aight? Is this okay?
Yeah, it's dope.
Let's go.
It's cool.
Hey.
Hey.
Can you turn it up a little?
Turn it up a little bit.
Yeah, you know what it is. Kobe B is the best producer in the motherfucking Africa.
Here we go.
Yeah, we here in G Northwest. You already know.
You wanna go? Should I go?
I'll go in though.
Hey. There he go. These motherfuckers ain't ready though.
Ain't ready.
Yeah, he dope like he from Caselli, Mexico. Gotcha. When he rose from the dirt, I hear man, he froze.
Yeah.
You gotta impose in the game if you wanna take the. Sefikile pele pele uza babona ngemi kunya ndi bavula ndi bavale mbenzi pake zama kunya zozu kule ganzi. Nyile ngentele si kota ndine diploma kule rap no mangele zani skwa banjika mba balo ko chero kabin kaiki wa klang faka lengko ben vile ndi landi balik talan huzu. I break fast chungu ngas kukwa na fumane ka pezu ngogu jenge tuka ba. So se chose mama ding abe running on tracks and I hage hadi mi boss hage baski mi cause I got a dream in the matter so see me get the bella tree. As far as that I can claim. Till I fade to black and like Amy. I've been sitting on these industry niggas cause I'm a bob. Me get the picture frame.
Yeah.
I be shitting in the school. Did I say shitting?
Yeah, well, my homies, every day niggas trying to know me, but I ain't really trying to reach phonies.
Hey.
Whoa, I ain't even knocked the door.
Whoa,
these niggas trying to play my game, these niggas ain't even know.
No,
I was down in the block.
Black.
I was down with the block.
Sheesh.
These niggas selling rock.
Ah,
I ain't even wanna cock.
Sheesh.
Shit, man, I'm chilling here with my old homies from my old town.
Woo.
These niggas ain't funny, man. Yeah, y'all niggas don't come around.
Whoa.
Shit, man, I be hanging. And I be hanging with my own niggas trying to get to you, baby.
Yeah.
And I be sitting in the studio trying to get to you, baby.
Hey. Hey. I don't know if I should do this.
Just another.
Should I try it?
Yeah. You got the voice, nigga?
Blessings. I don't know. Let me try it.
Blessings.
I'm going to give it a shot.
If you got it, you do it, nigga. If you got it, you do it.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah. And from the outset, I was kind of born to cause upset.
Yeah.
From Soweto roots to Santa Cruz, tell the truth, being dope and no object.
Yeah.
Aye, man. Aye. Aye, man.
Nigga, you had it. You
aye,
had
man.
It.
Aye,
you
man.
Had it, man.
Aye, man.
Motivated.
Hey, man.
Should we do it one more time?
Do it for the kids.
Let me try to do it one more time. Let me do it for the kids.
Yeah.
One more time.
Aye.
Hey, look. And from the outset,
yeah.
I was kind of born to cause upset.
Jeez.
From Soweto roots to Santa Cruz, to tell the truth, being dope and no object. Plus,
yeah.
Check. I already know that I won it. So there was no other choice but to confront it. You
weren't
looking moving mountains, but let's be true. You've only ever been to the summit.
Okay, let me go Drake on him.
I
with a script.
Okay.
Yeah, Rusty the home with the fana kalo fucking mind bitches do a tanya galo. Hana kayo, home with the illest niggas mara jiti khabana payo. I'm a tayo. The world is a blank page and otsana lena khayo. I'm in so second 70, check the territory, check the time where your niggas say. We've been around, cut it don't cassette. We ain't settling for no 30%. Say the hati si choko tabane, my nigga. Running, man. Never been to Marikana when we talking money. We not talking money, man.
Oh, hey, my low face. Woo. Ghost face went OJ. Jeez. Fuck badge, we red riding. Yeah. Smack job, leave Mo Hayes. Hey. Mac J on most days. Whoa. Pimp G on most days. Whoa. Lay low on cold case. My fast life need home haze. Niggas acting like the gold glaze. Whoa. Fuck, man, I'm no day. Whoa. Man, I just chill here with my good producer. He no day.
Yep.
Man, he produce shit. Y'all niggas don't know shit. Yeah. I just chillin' here, my nigga got good shit, yo, no shit. 50k for a fucking beat. Yo niggas don't know the heat.
Whoa.
Yo niggas be acting like yo niggas don't know the cheat.
Whoa.
Grab man, we from the band, man. Yeah, boy, we from the band, boy. Yeah, man. We don't really give a fuck, boy. Whoa. We just chill here with my brand boys.
Hey. I don't talk or quibble with your blah 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 blah. Then the beat dies right about there. That was nice. Let's get another instrumental.
Give us something.
Let's get another instrumental and then let's see where this takes us.
Give me that,
man.
New York shit. All
right. For those of you who didn't know, it's official. These niggas are dope.
Oh, wait, man.
Go be dope.
014 in the building.
Yeah, man. All the way from Rusty Tasty, man.
014.
Yeah,
man.
So, I mean,
tell a breach, what's good?
While we're waiting for the beat, let me ask this. What is the movement like in Rustenburg when it comes to that music?
Right now, man. Dog. Right now.
It's just hectic, yeah, man. I just want to say, man, it's just hectic. It's like life, man. You know what I mean? We live that shit. We live that shit, man. Every day, all day, every day, we live that shit. It's not like, yo, man, I just want to be a hip-hop artist because, like, I saw niggas making money out there. Casper's making money. He's from Northwest. But, like, it's real life shit, dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, niggas are out there, young niggas, like 10 years old, 9 years old. They're out here trying to make this thing, you know what I mean? Because they know they ain't trying to work 9-to-5 job, you know what I mean?
They're trying
to be artistic, you know what I mean?
I can dig that. As long as it's... As long as it's pushing, man. How do we keep up with you guys on social platforms? Gobi, you were saying Horu, you suck on Twitter, but it's fine.
I'm with you, man.
I'm with you. You suck too, buddy.
I suck on Twitter, nigga.
Yeah, duh.
I suck on Twitter.
On Twitter, I'm at Gobi_Beast. On Instagram, at GobiBeast. On Facebook, GobiBeast. Just Google GobiBeast.
You'll find everything.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. I Instagram a lot. G Northwest. 014469, you already know, man.
Alright, this is how we're gonna shine out of the show, Palisa. After this, we're gonna play a little something. But for now, we're gonna have an internal cipher, okay?
Yeah.
We're gonna have an internal cipher.
Internal cipher.
Let's do this. Whoa. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
go. It's about to get real!
Ulimlum chibilisi soza sifane no bunga chibilisi sifilisi on the mark uka wuni na sifilisi josini nza zifako no doena ni ma business kwe pimishi na nkon babayas bavuka njengo chemise kalenda kutka nda chongo tanga chakutka lenta wingwa elisi zatu sazi wan team no yesuka
smash
nizi zoka panti sike stwelu kwa mukutya fly never lenda treat you like a kupta teke tedi balo lang tedi balo mang tedi falo lang suck my blood back from ten khamanang suck sabonang bitch talka kitswabonang. Yeah. I'm like you for nigga, garaha bitch, carbon, I go come straight. Levels to this shit, like people can't crave or come brave. I'm the shit, hands down, I can't wave. Hey, made it through the hard knocks and deceit. But Jesus walks with me, J's on my feet.
I don't talk or quibble with your kind, cause your butt is useful as a mind, mimicking the mind. More pitiful design in comparison to mine. Follow my mind if you think you can roll with the rhyme.
Whoa.
Cause I don't get upset with critics, I just smile to the clinics where you lie that the midget and these guys hit you up with some rhymes. For stepping out the lines, my punchlines hit hard, that's why y'all pivot when I rhyme. In the beginning, had the broom as my mic stand.
Yeah.
Spitting lyrics of visions with my right plan.
Whoa.
And in my right hand.
Whoa.
Nearly skillily spirit push, I'm more taller. Using the mirror as my hype man.
Yeah.
Learning to put people in the proper rhyme trance.
Whoa.
And if I had a chance, nigga bulla ya dija for stepping into the cipher with the wrong stance.
Whoa.
Looking too gay like a bromance.
Yeah.
Let's pass the mic off. Let's get it going.
Looking too gay like a fuck man.
Yeah, man.
Looking too gay like a fuck man.
Yeah, man.
Yo, pussy niggas don't understand. Yeah. I been rapping since the 96, 90 fan.
Yeah.
Yo, niggas don't claim, yo, niggas clans.
Yeah.
I been rapping with my niggas, yeah, we understand. Now yeah. They, these niggas trying to act like hey. They ain't a fan.
Get me my jiggy line, while I came on the first time. You know I'm rapping, they're bayin', they're back when I'm going to get gun, and they're keeping gun, and they're valiant, and they're going to fit on, and they're picking sun, and they're going to go with them is ban, and they're cool, and they're going to get cool, and they're going to get I'm forever young, pick and no pool, and I'm going to go my cool, and that pays got maza at the duel, and
they're going
to go to your lulu, and they're going to go to
you. Yeah! Yeah, man! Yeah, man! And just like that, on that bombshell, man.
Yeah.
Kobe, man, thank you. Yeah,
I
gents,
had fun.
Thank
I
you
had
so
fun,
much.
01-4469, yeah. You already know
thank
what it is.
Thank you so much, man. It's been too dope. It's been
Kobe
too
Beast,
nice.
Best producer on the motherfucking planet. CliffCentral.com.